Eastern States. Slapshot Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Geeks in Space.
The studio version.
We are now so enhanced and high-tech that even our parents won't recognize us.
And about, we're confused.
And about 50% of our equipment here works.
Yeah. Yep. But
it's
that's,
pretty exciting.
You know, it's a good ratio.
It's a good average.
It's actually kind of interesting to just sit here and watch little waves appear on a computer screen.
Yeah, so if there's 30 seconds of dead air, that's because we're just watching the Mac over here.
Of course, you know,
thing.
It's not a lot of fun to watch, you know, when we're not talking.
Well, that's okay. I'll keep talking so you guys can watch.
Okay, cool. Well, you're listening to Geeks in Space. This is like, I don't know, episode 73 or something. And yeah. I am your host, Rob Commander Taco Malda. With me, as always, is the usual gang of idiots. Guys.
Jeez, I feel like we're sidekicks now.
Excuse me,
we're unionized, so
yep. Right.
You're going to have to deal with the management, buddy.
Introduce yourself before
I
kill you.
For again?
I'm Nate Mixmaster Ostendorf.
the man
Nate
with
Ostendorf
all the knobs.
And Mixmaster are two words that are often used together. I am Jeff Hemos Bates.
And I am Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter.
Which is, he's now actually with us. We have all four of us.
Mic'd and headphoned.
With an extra helping of geek.
All right, now everyone, make sure to hold your microphones away from your mouth.
Right.
Yep, so we don't get popping.
So big booming sounds.
So we are broadcasting from the new studio.
That's
which
right.
Works. And
well, theoretically, anyway. If
in
you're
theory.
This, it means it's working.
Yeah. So, it's an interesting new world. We sound better than we do in real life. I was commenting that I wanted to make us sound like a convention of James Earl Joneses in post-production.
That's we could probably happen. Hook that up this year. Well, maybe you, Space.
The first thing, of course, is ALS.
Yep, we returned back from there.
Jeff and I are back from the land of Atlanta. Peaches.
Peaches and urban sprawl.
And, of course, Hydro Thunder!
Yes, everyone needs to play Hydro Thunder. It is a video game that everyone got right. And, little special hint, the two boats on the left and right sides of the screen, hit the pilot button four times, and you can get a...
doggy-mobile.
Yeah, you can get a doggy-mobile, you can get a hovercraft, a miniature Titanic, and also a armed response boat with a gun in it. And that's a lot of fun.
So as you'll notice here, the highlight of our Atlantalytics Showcase experience was the arcade in the mall.
Yep.
Which is pretty strange, because actually the show was really good.
Yeah.
It was like... All right, we've been to a lot of shows in the last year for that whole Linux thing, and this has actually probably been my favorite. It was really mellow. It was really laid back. People were just getting stuff done, you know, talking about stuff. There wasn't, like, a lot of in-your-face pressure stuff happening. It was really mellow.
Nope, we only had, like, 10, press releases handed to us on paper, which we promptly threw into a garbage can.
Yeah, and that's an important note for anybody in the future who wants to hand us a press release at the conference. Just don't. Because you become mock fodder then for a long, long time.
Mock fodder.
As opposed to the press releases on email, which
right.
I just...
Which are just deleted.
No, I save all mine, and then I, you know, print them up and plaster
and
them all over my
and hand them into
my
poetry
yep.
class.
I print them out, and then I throw them away.
We like to call this Oracle Releases Updated Version of Linux SQL Server.
Oh, dear God.
It's really an artistic piece. I'm quite happy with the way it turned out. I thought the gratuitous quoting in there was really something special.
You see, it's really these... tests which prove that the oh never mind
right let's see so no ALS was a great show, no major announcements except for Michael Copeland
which wasn't really an announcement
as much as it was
oops.
Yep, the CEO of Corel was charged with 3 counts of insider trading.
And if, as always, the major question is, what's his wife wearing?
Dude.
Oh, yeah, not cool. All right, let's see. What else is on the docket? Well, of course, the most exciting thing besides ALS to happen in recent history. Well, as you read the headline on Saturday, Hemos is homeless.
Yep.
Nate is homeless, too.
Yes. Nate
but
is more homeless.
Cool alliteration.
No, I know.
Nate, if we could, change your name to Hate is homeless.
Hate is homeless, or Nate is without a...
No.
No.
There's no word that starts with N.
Yeah. So,
Yep. Nate and I's house burned down Saturday morning. And,
well, not burned down. Just it burned out. Burned in.
Yeah. Burned in. Whatever word you choose to use, it is, however, unlivable. However, we are both insured and no one was hurt. So
I like to think of it as all of my earthly possessions spread across our house in about a quarter-inch thick layer of soot.
Well, Rob Rosenboom put it this way, that he's decided that living with people, this is my test. This is how I move them from best friend status to crony. And that way they never have to make loyalty checks again. And this is kind of the my final test for them. So, Nate, no more loyalty tests, huh?
All right.
You've made it. You're now officially a henchman.
Excellent. Or a slave. All I had to do was burn down the house.
Oh, dear God.
Exciting news? Well, there really isn't any today.
Yeah, it's really early in the week. We're recording early because I have to leave town. Ha ha!
But he has no comment about that.
But we did want to try out the new studio and, you know.
Yeah. Let's see. Amazon announced a cryptography contest. That'll go up later today. That's pretty cool. They're giving away, like, signed editions of the code book. Scriptonomicon, Lego Mindstorms, all sorts of fun stuff like that.
And all you have to do is be completely elite.
Dude,
I've got that contest all wrapped up.
Potter is our resident elite grandmaster.
Triple three.
Potter's been able to get rid of most of the alpha keys on his keyboard because he's just, you know, typing numbers so much.
That's right. And a special message for CDB. The phone works.
Right. Okay. Let's see. Quake 3 test. Carmack has updated his plan. There are going to be no future versions of Q3 test. It's just going to move into the demo, which he also says there's no planned release date right now for that, and he refuses to give any sort of timeline.
There will be no data. You will suffer.
That hurts me, dude.
If Potter is over here. He's bleeding just from the sheer emotional pain of it. From the eyes,
then again, we've lost uncountable productive hours of work from Potter, courtesy of id Software.
That and X-Chat.
And X-Chat.
And Tetranet.
I can't really say anything because my Tetranet addiction has now costed me an hour of my life virtually every day for the last 2 weeks.
Nate and I have not installed Tetranet, demonstrating our superior intelligence.
Well, I did, but then
their inability to install Debian.
No.
Inability to install a Deb.
We'll get you sucked in with Diablo 2.
I don't want to talk about Diablo 2.
But that's one of the things. I can no longer play Baldur's Gate. All the CDs are in my room. Let's have a pause for a quiet moment.
For Dinah here.
I'll just insert a quiet moment later. Never mind.
We could do it in post.
We could insert respect.
More Minsk and Boo for Nate.
You know, I am curious as to what everyone who listens actually likes. So maybe you should, if you're listening to this, go into the comments and talk about what you like, because I actually do read those, so we could, like, do more of that. Like, special guests. Do you like special guests?
We hate special guests.
No, we don't.
I like it when Potter does the human beatbox.
That was only in the test, dude.
We actually, at some point, should probably release our level tests, just so that people can realize that.
Are we working?
Is it?
I don't know.
Let's try this.
Potter, do you think we're working?
We might be working.
Well, thanks for listening. This has been a 100% content-free episode of Geeks in Space. Woo-hoo!
We promise next week will be better.
We promise every week. Probably because I won't be here. Every week we lie.
Maybe we'll even have sound in the left channel of our headphones.
Oh, no.
No, dude.
No.
That's too much to ask for.
Yeah. Dare to dream. That's what I always say. It's kind of an American ideal. Want, want, want. Take, take, take.
Dear God.
All right.
All right. I hope you had as much fun listening to it as we had recording it.
Or more fun, actually. Since my skin has been being flayed while we've been recording this, so it really has been much fun.
And catch you then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.